Good morning and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 5th of August and as ever here are three ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. And what a weekend with the news that the Daleks have got a new enemy, the new Doctor Who is up and ready. Let's hope he does a great job. Anyway, moving on to idea one. How good are you at doing this? Businesses are getting better at responding to online customer service inquiries and queries. That's according to the latest research by Social Bakers. They report that in the second quarter of this year, brands answered 62% of questions asked in social media environments. That's a significant 143% increase on the 30% answered in the same time last year. And that's a massive shift. Back in 2011, apparently only 5% of questions posed on social media were answered. And I guess really what it's sort of saying here is that as more and more customers are using social media to make their comments and queries, then businesses have to gear themselves up to respond. Are you listening? Idea two is to develop this. Having a remarkable product is great. Supporting that great product with outstanding customer service is even better. And that's something that Legoland Discovery Centre in Manchester do exceptionally well. I was very lucky to go with my friends Thomas, 12, Henry, 6 and Lydia, who was 6 on Saturday. It was a wonderful customer experience from walking in and being greeted by the staff to actually leaving with smiles on all our faces. The Forest Pursuit Driving School allowed 6-year-olds to drive their cars was brilliant, according to Henry. Lydia loved the Merlin's Apprentice ride. Thomas thought the Kingdom Quest Laser ride was cool. And as you can see from our reaction on our website, have a look at it, the 4D film, that's 4D, was absolutely amazing. And what particularly impressed me was the staff, all relatively young, or maybe I'm just getting old, and their approach to the customers. They're consistently impressed with their interactions, smiles and enthusiasm. A number of things stood out. It was their genuineness. They appeared to care about their customers and what sort of day they were having. Engagement, they interacted with the customers with real conversations, not scripts. And personalisation, for example, they spotted kids with birthday badges and wished them happy birthday and made them feel special. And the result, delighted customers want to come back for more and very happy to tell other people. And that's certainly what me, Thomas, Henry and Liddy will be doing. So when it comes to your business, how good are you and your people at engaging with your customers genuinely and personally? What do you do to help, support and encourage them to do it? And what do your customers actually think? Do they recognise it? And idea three is to do something about this. Have you ever felt that someone you work with is simply in the wrong job, that nothing anyone does or seems to help them do actually improves performance? Have you felt you're in the wrong job? Well, according to researchers from the University of Iowa, that's because if a worker's personality doesn't fit the job requirements, he or she will not be motivated by the external factors, no matter how tasty the carrot or painful the stick. It's a great article on management issues that you'll see. There's a link, as there is with all my things, below the 3dthoughtsandyhanselman.com. Actually identifies some of the characteristics that maybe help people make sure they're in the right job. And it introduces the Mount and Lee theory about the five-factor model, FFM, which captures five broad dimensions of personality that are used to describe human personality. These are extroversion, introversion, agreeableness, conscientiousness, emotional stability and openness to experience. And the challenge for most businesses is to make sure that their people fit the right roles using those five characteristics. And if you go on the article, and I'll put a link to it, actually test yourself to see what you are. I'm quite agreeable and not particularly conscientious, so something I've got to work on. One of the things I am able to do is open to experience, so hopefully we can keep doing these things. So have a look, see what you think about those factors, see how you measure up, see how colleagues measure up. Have a great week and we'll see you next week. Don't forget, check out the links on andyhanselman.com to make sure you can read all about this stuff. Cheers now, bye.